Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on the hotline. Good morning, Mike.
Top of the morning to you, Mr. GOC. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Maybe we'll see a little sunshine this weekend, eh?
We're going to see. We're going to try to get you on the golf course.
Fantastic! I'll take that.
Return to work plan. Are you in on that, Mike?
Well, I'm glad that the governor, you know, is, despite our lamenting and despite our encouraging her to provide some details for people to strive for over 14 months now, she's now laid out a plan, and we'll see if it takes root.
What do you think of it?
I think the metrics should be placed generally on the level of immunity that the entire community and the entire state has achieved, not just vaccines. And what I mean by that is that you add the shots to the number of people who have recovered, and you add those two together, and I believe we're already close to a very high number. And so I don't know why we're waiting any longer. And I think we should be lifting restrictions now and allowing people to go back to work, and then letting employers decide how they want to do that instead of the state deciding how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice that there's actually some numbers and stuff, but the qualifiers that are under each one of those categories leave a lot of room for government to interfere once again, in my mind, unnecessarily. And so it's a move in the right direction. We actually finally have something to look at and all collectively measure. But, I think there's still some improvement that could occur with it. I'm grateful that she hasn't fallen to the pressure recently to put more restrictions on when the numbers were rising. She exercised restraint, and now the numbers are coming back down, both of which were predictable, the increase and also the decrease.
What about masks? It seems like everybody's all over the place with the masks. What are you thinking there?
Well, I know the one thing I know for sure, it is insane to even think about requiring and mandating masks for 2 and 3 and 4 year olds.
You can't do it. You can't.
I mean, it's just if that is an indication of the need to change our public health code so that there's input from the people who represent people in Michigan, so that this insanity doesn't continue, I don't know what other evidence we need. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen or heard, and why we chose to embrace that is beyond me. The good news is that there's a rules process that we'll be exercising legislative authority on and doing our best to make sure that never becomes a permanent law.
Yeah. Schools are another issue. The districts are all over the map, aren't they?
Well, we've had, 800-plus experiments going on over the last 14 months.
Yeah.
Schools doing different kinds of programs and different kinds of protocols, and in-house and out-house, hybrid, at-home, virtual. And it's going to be very interesting, and I think instructional, informative and instructional, to see the test scores and the status of students across these experiments. And I'm expecting that Jackson schools are going to perform well. But it's been a bit of a challenge, not just for schools and not just for students, but also for parents, trying to schedule around the changes that seem to be occurring on a day-to-day basis. And I think we're going to be, shame on us if we don't, Greg, spend some serious time this summer doing retrospective review of what did we learn as a result of it, and have that inform us for the future.
Do you like the way Jackson has handled it?
Even in Jackson, we've had a number of experiments going on, but for the most part, based on the interaction I've had with the leaders of in the Jackson education community, I think they've done a pretty darn good job.
Mm-hmm.
Given the restrictions that they've had, you know. I suspect some of them would have liked to have had more liberty and more freedom to do more things, but they were dealing with the rules that were given to them.
Confidentiality agreements, Mike. That there's nothing new about that, right?
So it's a routine thing that occurs in business, and you're specifically referring to the Gordon meeting and testimony yesterday in the House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I thought it was very interesting, and I believe this will also lead to more revealing of what actually happened. But he basically said he got fired. Well, if you get fired, I'm not sure there's a need for a separation agreement. And so I believe there'll be more information coming out over time on that topic. I'm glad the House did their hearing. I had not reviewed the video of it yet, and so I don't have any opinion on what actually transpired. I've just heard a few highlights.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you suspect would be the outcome of this? More
hard to say because it's hard to say because I haven't had a chance to review the video and the testimony that was actually given. I know that Steve Johnson, the chair of the committee, is a very thorough fella, and so you know I'm going to wait to see what Steve recommends in terms of what next steps might be.
So what's on your plate this week, Mike? Anything?
Well, this past week we continued working on laying out the budget for 2021 and all the options for deploying the enormous amounts of federal money. We've kind of broken it down into 5 big buckets, you know, roads, bridges, water systems and sewer systems, broadband and education. And now we're evaluating it takes a lot of time and a lot of prudent study and frankly, the collection of a lot of input to figure out how best to deploy multiple billions of dollars. There will also be we are elbow deep in the sauce on working toward a plan to integrate physical and mental health across the state, particularly for those on government healthcare coverage. We know that combining them and having them properly managed together leads to better outcomes, and we've had a lot of time now to evaluate keeping them separate versus integrating them together so that they're both being taken care of at the same time, but it's going to change a fair amount of number of things, particularly for community health, mental health boards and things. And so we're being very careful and going very slow and getting all kinds of input on it across the state to make sure that we've identified any of the obstacles prohibiting us from being successful and getting a lot of support. Of course, there's a little pushback on occasion because it changes the way people operate. None of us like to have to make change, but it's an important, very important thing for us to do, especially how mental health, the lack of mental health access and services has been identified and magnified and amplified as we've experienced this COVID over the last 16 months.
No one knows more about good water, bad water, or should know more than Michigan lawmakers. Do you agree or not agree that these lead pipes would be part of an infrastructure package?
I do think that removing lead pipes and mitigating that across the state is going to be a key element ultimately of one of our buckets that we'll be presenting for proposing to be spent on this federal dollars for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about this $1,000 back to work check?
That's a head scratcher for me. I'm not quite sure what the logic is behind that one. I'm anxious to hear how that is being proposed to be laid out and deployed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. We have, you know, these continuing extensions of unemployment and bonus unemployment is not going to last forever. And people, you know, I sure hope people will start looking at the almost infinite number of job openings that are available across the entire spectrum of the economy. And the number one complaint that employers and businesses have right now is a lack of ability to find people to go to work. And we've created that problem. Government has created that problem by making it attractive to just stay home and collect government money. But that honeymoon's going to be ending soon. And I'm not sure that, you know, paying somebody a bonus to go to work is a good way to incentivize folks. I just put that in the context of paying your kids at home to do their chores, or incentivize them to do their chores, not pay them because they did them, but get them to actually do them. And I just think it's a very questionable precedent. But I'll hear the logic about it. We haven't talked about that in the Senate much. That's okay. Primarily being talked about in the House right now.
Well, hit them straight if you get out there.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that, get out there part. Now, hitting him straight is always a question, frankly, on every shot.
That's a coin toss, yeah.
That's right.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Have a great day and a great weekend, buddy. Take care.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey.